1912, my mother was born. She was the youngest one out of four children. Around 1915, her mother takes off. Nobody has any explanation. She was there one day and she was gone. And my mother was, I think, five or six, and she is put on a train. Her ticket pinned to her jacket, she said, Norfolk, Virginia, is supposed to be an aunt. She goes to live with her, and this woman abused her terribly, cleaning the house, beating her, not feeding her. After so many years, she's sent back to her grandparents' house to live. She had two brothers, and one of her brothers was a known pedophile. I don't know when she came back, if he assaulted her or what happened, but something happened on that farm that she went berserk. At that point, everything went crazy for her, and they take and put her in the juvenile hall. When she was younger, it wasn't her choice to be moved around, but then when she got older, she decided to do it herself. My mother had a tendency, even after she got married, of not really being around. And I was given this folder at Social Services, a copy of it, mine, and it stated that we were left abandoned. It was in the middle of January. The little girl had climbed out this apartment window, which would have been my older sister, and was yelling down to the street, "Could somebody help me because the babies keep crying and we're hungry?" The downstairs door was locked by a skeleton key. They had to break the door down. It was in description. The officers went up the flight of stairs. There was no heat on this old potbelly stove up there. And we were in very bad condition. We had body lice, head lice, whatever. It reeked. One of the officers, they actually had, they said, descend the steps because he vomited because of the smell. They went to leave, and they kept hearing a whimpering. And they didn't know what it was. They thought maybe it was a puppy. They went over in the corner under some newspapers and found my one brother, they said, in a fetal position with no clothes on, crying. They were ready to leave, and then they found the fourth child. And we were left that way. I remember when I read the report, I was so furious. I went to my mother's, and she said I had no business. It was none of my business. And I said, yes, it is, legally. You said you went to work. You went to work for 3 days. And she would not answer me. There was times my mother would not talk to me. She'd say, get out of my house. You're nothing but trouble. I said, I want some answers. She'd say, well, you were lucky you didn't get sent where I was. At least you had foster homes. I said, foster homes? You think they were any better than what you went through? I remember arguing with her. Some people will say to me, how do I feel about my mother? And I'll say it to this day. I loved her, but I didn't like her. We just ended up on the same road that she was on. I think we've done a better job, though. I talked to my brother about that the other day. We never left our children. We broke that chain, that cycle of what my mother had, because her mother did it, too. If I was to see my mother today, I don't think she'd be angry with me for finding out the truth either, even though we had our bouts. I don't believe she'd be angry. I think she'd want her story told. I really believe she would. She'd want it told so that other people know. You know, this does happen, and this is life, and this happens to the human soul, their heart, their body, what you go through. Just get so tired of people saying that kids are resilient. Yeah, to a certain degree, but you always carry those demons. Somehow or another, they're there. They'll surface.